Layer 739, FDR, Commander-in-Chief. A text panel on the right reads, FDR, Commander-in-Chief. Take out and spread before you a map of the whole Earth, and follow with me the references which I shall make to the world-encircling battle lines of this war. Franklin Roosevelt, Fireside Chat, February 23, 1942. Franklin Roosevelt possessed an instinct for power and a willingness to exercise it in war as well as peace. The president consolidated the work of war mobilization and military information gathering so he could monitor and direct events. He respected his military commanders and left battle strategy and tactics to them. But he also prodded and challenged. And in matters of grand strategy, Roosevelt set the course and saw that no one strayed from it. FDR relied upon a bipartisan cabinet to build support for the war effort. In 1940, he had added two prominent Republicans to the cabinet. Henry Stimson, who had served as Herbert Hoover's Secretary of State, became Secretary of War. Frank Knox, a vocal critic of the New Deal and the Republicans' vice presidential nominee in 1936, was appointed Secretary of the Navy. About 2 feet further down on the right, note that there is a plexiglass display case that protrudes from the wall about 8 inches. Above the case is a poster of a menacing face, all in black, except for bright white, squinting eyes with the caption, "He's watching you." Inside the case are two documents, a 1942 cable from FDR to Joseph Stalin, telling him that although U.S. forces are in the Pacific, Germany is the real enemy, and they must focus forces against Hitler. And a 1943 letter from Stalin expressing displeasure that instead of mounting action in Northwest Europe, the U.S. began operations in Italy. Retrace your steps to the beginning of the Commander-in-Chief display. You'll now be redirected back to wherever you left off in the base message.